Right. It is, well, Thursday today before Good Friday. We won't be here tomorrow. So we're doing the two big topics on a Thursday. Zenga and I will discuss something that we talked about earlier in the week, just a little bit more at length, because let's face it, we don't have much time on the radio.
This is true.
And what's on the old docket for you today?
The old docket is definitely, you know, there's a doctor who came out, a few doctors, because it's Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And their whole entire thing is, you know, don't binge on the Easter candy, all that sugar and calories. It's not great for you, and it's just don't do it. It's not good, right? It's not going to
end
well.
When that happens before the big holidays where the experts, the doctors come out and like, hey, here's how you can stay healthy over the holiday season. Don't tell me how to live my life.
And that's the thing, right? For the most part, everyone appreciates doctors for what they do, saving people's lives.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. But there comes a point where you're like, dude, I know. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You don't need to, you know, put out a tweet or put out a video saying, you know, we know Halloween's this weekend and there's going to be a lot of candy. Moderation. You know, all the candy in moderation. Don't eat it all at once. Yeah, we know that. But we want to do it anyways because it makes us feel good in the moment.
Absolutely.
Right? We understand the consequences that come along with binge eating a bunch of candy. But nevertheless, it's putting a damn smile on my face, and that's what I need right now in my
exactly.
life.
Exactly. And also, too, like, let's say I do binge eat a whole bunch of Easter candy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it 365. It's
right?
One day before Easter. I probably do it at Halloween, and I'm going to absolutely partake in all the goodies at Christmas time.
Exactly. And it's the same. It goes the same thing for whether it's, like, alcohol or junk food or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we understand the repercussions that come along with this. But in that moment in time, this is what we want, and this is our non-medical diagnosis to make us happy for the time being. Life's already stressful enough. You got work, you got kids, you got wives, you got husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, arguments. So, you know, if I want to, at the end of the day, knock down a few cold, crispy boys, more than what's
Mr. Crispy.
Exactly, what's recommended. Let me, because, and it's funny too, when you talk about drinking, I think that the doctors have come out, multiple doctors, and they've all agreed that, oh, you know, two drinks a week is like the max.
Yeah.
And that's like, and that's even pushing. It's like, yo, bro, two drinks? I crushed five in the span of 2 hours.
Well, that's like when you do go to the doctor and it's like you have to fill out something or whatever. And it's like, how many drinks on average do you have? And you're like, two is an option per week? Really? Well, it's not that one.
Yeah, who's drinking that? Like, who's only drinking two drinks a week, man? Like, I would love to know how your life is and how things are going there.
Well, and the other thing is, too, like, again, it goes up and down, right? Like, I'll have two drinks in a week, 1 week, but then the next week I'll have 13.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about balance.
Exactly.
Kind of balance out the low days with the high days.
That is amazing. It's so true. So, listen, to all the doctors out there, we appreciate you,
mm-hmm.
all the work, sacrifices you make, you know, those long hours. But listen, we know.
We're good.
We know, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
You know, tell me something I don't know, okay? that's going to impress me.
In obvious news, too much candy is not good for you.
Right?
Oh, wow.
And then someone's going to be listening to this and be like, well, the reason why they're saying this is so that they can prevent X, Y, and Z, and so you don't end up in the hospital, but like, it's like, listen, we know, we get that. I know, okay? Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? You can tell me that thing I don't know when I end up in the hospital.
Yes, exactly. Then we'll talk. Right now, I'm ignoring you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite Easter candy? Like, what's your go-to indulgence for Easter?
Oh my God! Listen to this. And I don't know. Maybe someone knows where this is, but I think it was Cadbury. You know the Cadbury eggs, right?
Which ones? The cream eggs?
Yeah, the Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gross.
All you want. But years ago, Cadbury eggs, they released these specialized eggs.
Okay.
There was Oreo eggs. You bit into that egg, and there was that Oreo filling with some Oreo cookies inside that.
Oh.
But the best one, which I have not been able to find in years, is they released this cookie dough Cadbury
egg. Cookie dough.
And I shit you not, When I first tried it,
did you overindulge?
Holy shit! I went back to the store and bought as many as I could, and then I kept looking and looking for them, and just, you know, I'd randomly find them and then buy as many as I could at that moment in time. But I have not seen them, like, probably for like 4 or 5 years, maybe more.
I never saw the cookie dough one. I did see the Oreo one.
Yeah,
I'll keep my eyes peeled for you.
Yeah, but the cookie dough one seems like, you know, it's a unicorn.
It's your purple dragon.
Yes, because when you find that, like for me, the level of joy is unimaginable. I'm like, the endorphins are on high. Cause I'm like, yo, no one has this. No one has this, and I have it.
Yeah.
And I'm taking all of them because I don't want anyone else to feel the same joy that I'm feeling.
Wow, that's selfish.
Yeah, but, you know, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
What's yours?
I used to be just the mini eggs. And then I was like, these are kind of boring. And I usually like to go like a Kit Kat route. Kit Kat is one of my favorite chocolate bars. And they now have Easter things. So I like some kind of Kit Kat bunny.
Kit Kat bunny.
Because see, that's another topic I think I've talked about before is how before Easter candy was literally just those little foil eggs.
Yeah.
And the Mr. Crispies, the mm-hmm. Lindor bunnies. And that was kind of it, give or take a few other weird ones. But now every single chocolate bar has Easter stuff, St. Patrick's stuff, Valentine's stuff, Halloween stuff, Christmas stuff. It's all the same all the time, just in a different shape.
Yeah, they're getting...
And I'll still eat it. Doesn't matter.
They want a part of the profits as well, too.
Fair enough.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
So I had talked earlier this week about how it's been so much fun since I got Spotify. I've been compiling my list of liked songs. Mm-hmm. And then when Fiona and I are in the car, we have a listen. And obviously, there are mostly my favorite songs on there because it's my list. And when it comes to, like, we've listened to the radio before, and there's sometimes like a top 40 song that she'll really get into and she sings it. But now she's really starting to like my music.
Really?
And one of the ones that she was really into a little while ago was Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Yeah.
To the point, every time we got in the car, Mom, can you play Boulevard of Broken Dreams? And then as much as I'm like, oh, that's so cute, she really likes Green Day, I got to the point where I was like, no, I can't play it again. I've heard it like 14 times today.
You know what's crazy with kids? It seems like nothing gets old to them.
No.
Everything is just, it's like it's the first time they're hearing it. Like,
yeah.
They just love it. That you could play it 100 times and they're going to love it on the 100th time as much as they did on the first time.
She's watched the entire Bluey series probably 4 times.
Yeah.
And there's 3 seasons with multiple episodes, and she does. She watches it like it's a new one.
Wow. Well,
but anyway, I managed to capture this on audio. Have a listen. How cute is that?
It's very cute.
Because she was so into it.
I think she's forgetting some of the words.
Oh, 100%. But that's what makes it fun.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
And it's the pause, right? For impact at the end.
Right.
Because here was the other thing. She also is really enjoying Fleetwood Mac Everywhere right mm-hmm. now. And it's great. Again, very classic, good band. She loves that song. But even some of the other ones, I forget what I was, like Dirty Work, Steely Dan. Great song. I love it. It's on my list. She likes it too. And she sings along to it. But when you listen to some of the lyrics, it's just not, like, she sings the words. She doesn't know what they mean. But I'm listening to them. And I'm like, is it really okay for a 4-year-old to be singing to some of these songs? Because they don't know what it means. Like, there was another one. What was that one I was telling you about? Coil Array.
Victoria's Secret.
No, it's Victoria's Secret. Well, yeah, okay, Victoria's Secret, where it's talking about the underwear company and big boobs and stuff like that. She loves that one. And she's singing along to it. And it is about something that I agree with, right? You shouldn't portray women to be these stick-thin models with big boobs. Everybody comes in different sizes. I'm all about that. But at 4 years old, is she good to be like, what if she's singing that at school? Itty bitty waist and big boobs. It's like, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'd be very concerned if she starts singing that that one ODB song. Put it in my mouth. Oh. I'm like, okay, we've gone too far.
I haven't played that one for her yet.
Probably a good thing. And hopefully she just doesn't end up in like a situation where it just comes on.
I know. And she knows all the words and right? All the parents look at me and like, what? I'm opening up her musical horizons, okay? It's a blast. And also too, the fact that she knows the lyrics so well after hearing the song two or three times.
I mean, so well is very, you're using that very loosely.
I know, maybe
I mean, if you say Boulevard of Broken Dreams over and over again, you don't know the song. You like the song, but that's the only thing you know.
That is true.
Right? I think she knows that pop song, the Victoria's Secret song, more than she knows
Green Day?
Yeah, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I don't even know Boulevard of Broken Dreams. When it comes on, I'm just Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Da-da, da-da. Yeah, you fill it in with whatever.
So,
anyway, it's been an absolute slice listening to her love old music.
But it's really great, though, that you as a mom can bond with your child over music that, you know, was a part of your childhood and things that hopefully bring you fond memories and that you enjoy.
Yeah.
She can start gaining the same type of, you know, fond memories, be like, oh, you know, when I was 4 years old, road trip with my mom to Lumsden, we were listening to Boulevard Broken Dreams. It was just such an amazing time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, fast forward, what is she? She's going to be five. So fast forward 20 years.
Yeah.
And on a classic station, let's say she does hear Green Day, is she going to be like, oh, man, that reminds me of road tripping with my mom.
Right?
I hope so, because that would just warm my little heart. I got to make that happen. I got to get it in her brain.
That's what you got to do. You're doing a good job
I'm
right now.
I'm brainwashing her. That's a job as a parent.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, that wraps things up for this week. We will be doing this again next week. Same time, same channel. Same podcast channel. Same place you find it. How about that?
There you go.
Until then, we'll talk to you later.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
This is the Stacey and Zanga Two Big Topics original podcast, taking two big things from this week and expanding on them.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.